Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A weeks-long standoff at a federal wildlife refuge in Oregon is over as the last four occupiers gave themselves up this morning. Surrounded by FBI agents and armored vehicles, the holdouts of a larger group that seized the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge more than a month ago finally surrendered to authorities. Greg Bretzing is special agent in charge for the FBI there. He says the facility will be closed till a clean sweep is carried out.
Most immediately, FBI agents are performing a clearing of the buildings and surrounding areas of the refuge to ensure that everybody has been has left and that there's no one remaining on the refuge.
The group took control of the refuge, demanding the government turn over the land to locals and free two ranchers imprisoned for setting fires. Federal officials announced indictments of 49 current and former corrections officers in Georgia today. Molly Samuel from member station WABE in Atlanta reports they're accused of taking bribes and smuggling contraband.
This is the culmination of a two-year investigation that also uncovered prisoners using cell phones to traffic drugs. U.S. Attorney John Horn says the scope of the crime calls for systemic change.
It is truly troubling that so many corrections officers from across the state of Georgia could be so willing to sell their oaths, to sell their badges.
In the past 6 months, about 130 inmates, corrections officers, and civilians have been charged in what the FBI calls Operation Ghost Guard. The head of the Georgia Corrections Department blames low pay, saying it makes officer recruitment, vetting, and retention difficult. For NPR News, I'm Molly Samuel in Atlanta.
A rookie police officer who shot and killed an unarmed black man in a darkened hallway in a public housing project in New York has been convicted of manslaughter. Courtroom audience gasping briefly as it was announced that jurors had found Officer Peter Leong guilty of shooting Akai Gurley in 2014. Shooting among those that prompted a nationwide debate about police killings of black men. Felony manslaughter charge carries up to 15 years in prison. You don't have to be an economist or a trader to know something's happening in the oil markets. The price of crude oil continued its free fall today. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports it comes after days of volatility in the stock market.
Benchmark U.S. crude oil dropped for the sixth day in a row. The markets haven't seen oil this cheap since May 2003. Oil has fallen by 75% since mid-2014. This is while the supply of oil exceeds the demand by between 1 and 2 million barrels a day. That, combined with China having its lowest growth rate in a generation, helps to explain somewhat the really cheap gas. Separately, but not completely unrelated, Ford and Ram announced plans for new trucks and SUVs as small car sales fall. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
Stocks also falling off today. The Dow was down 254 points at 15,660. The NASDAQ composite dropped 16 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. After splitting the first two voting contests in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are meeting tonight in another face-off. Both candidates taking to the debate stage this evening in Wisconsin as they jockey for position ahead of next scheduled contests in Nevada and South Carolina. For Clinton, she's likely to seek to boost her appeal with minority voters. Bernie Sanders, who won big in New Hampshire, will likely seek to prove he can appeal to a wide range of voters, not just those who are young and liberal. Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush is calling on his big brother for help. As NPR's Ashma Khalid reports, George W. Bush is making a pitch for his brother.
The former president has largely shied away from politics, but on Monday evening, he will appear at a campaign rally in North Charleston. This comes on the heels of a new South Carolina radio ad.
This is President George W. Bush. We live in troubled times with a military deployed around the world. We need a strong leader with experience, ideas, and resolve.
South Carolina is a crucial state for Jeb Bush, who currently trails four of his Republican rivals in the delegate count. And it's a state where George W. is still thought to be popular. But bringing out the former president is a bit of a political gamble. Many voters have not seen or heard from him in years. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
Einstein predicted a century ago there could be ripples in the fabric of space and time, but no one had ever proved it until now. Scientists saying they found the first direct evidence of gravitational waves rippling through the universe. Researchers used a sensitive $1 billion-plus instrument they say was able to detect one such wave from the distant crash of two black holes. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.